Right now it is time for Dr. Judy Wertman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also author of, what is it, Simon Loses His Tummy, as a matter of fact. Good morning, Dr. Wertman.
Good morning to you, and I really did enjoy that. Wonderful.
We need to, yes. And it sort of segues perfectly into...
Why, are we talking about buffaloes?
Close. We're talking about whether the gym's the place for psychotherapy. And Judy is going to answer the question literally, but I am going to opine before she starts and just say...
Oh, please, yes.
Just say that people really need to sort of remember boundaries, please.
Yes.
Just, you know... It's, I was talking to a friend who was recently over from UK and was describing something he called a sitting room. I'm like, yeah, because that's the room you used to sit in. You know?
Right.
Sitting
that's
room.
Exactly.
Well, we had a sun parlor.
Right? Exactly. But
but this is where people talk privately without others listening in. You can say things that you don't want to have others hear. They don't go beyond those walls. But what I was referring to, as you know, in the article, was the fact that I could not help but overhear a conversation between a trainer and the trainee who was on the treadmill next to me. I normally wear noise-canceling headphones in the gym, so I don't hear other people talk. You know, I listen to books on tape or music or what have you. But my batteries died. And so I had no choice but to take off the headphones. And I inadvertently heard a trainer talking to the person. He was standing on the treadmill next to me, and apparently she was not sure she was going to come in that day, that day that I heard this, because she hadn't lost any weight, and she was having problems with her mother, and her mother was apparently, I didn't hear all the conversation, I'm trying not to, but she and her mother were having a long problem that had no resolution, and in fact, the effect of that problem was that this trainee was overeating. And anyway, so the trainer was going on and on and on about self-esteem and what she should do and how she should deal with her mother and her own problems with her husband. And I'm thinking, I shouldn't be hearing this. First of all, what he was talking about had nothing to do with that poor woman's trying to work on the treadmill, and she was sort of puffing and panting and really couldn't say very much because she was trying to save her breath in order to take the next step on the treadmill. And I thought, he knew I was right there. I mean, the treadmills were very close together, had made no difference. And just to see why or how he was giving this advice, I happened to look up the profiles of all the trainers in the gym. There were many. And not one of them has a degree in psychology. Not one of them is a social worker with a training as a psychiatric social worker, which takes many years and requires a great deal of supervision and licensing, along as does a psychologist. This person had training in how you work out your muscles and how you strengthen your core and how you increase your stamina, but he had no training at all in psychotherapy. And there he was giving all this advice in a very authoritative way. I thought, this is not only wrong, but in a sense, it really is illegal because there are very strict laws, federal laws, that inform the way that people are supposed to talk about other people's medical issues in a way that you do not share them with anybody else. I mean, you're not supposed to, have notes about your visit, let's say consultation, around so other people can read them. You're certainly not supposed to mention people's names or share any information about a client you might see. And you certainly shouldn't be doing psychological counseling in the middle of a gym. And it occurred to me that you would not, for example, and it occurred to me that these people are not trained to give this kind of advice. It's not the sort of thing that you give. It's not the kind of advice that you might give to a friend. You know, you're going for a walk, you're going out for a cup of coffee, you're sitting together having a manicure or something, and you're chit-chatting about some problem. That is different. You're not expecting your friend or your manicurist or your hairdresser or the bus driver to give you professional advice. It's simply a friend, a relative, an acquaintance sharing simply information. But when you have somebody in the position of authority, a trainer, you're paying that person for certain kinds of professional service. That person has responsibility to simply stick to the professional service for which you are paying and not give asked for advice that has no credibility in terms of the training of the person giving it. And I'm sure this happens very frequently. In fact, I was talking about it to somebody. She said she heard a trainer telling a friend of hers who she knows is diabetic, type 1 diabetes, which means requiring insulin. This trainer was sort of going on and on about how this friend should be eating, and the information was totally incorrect according to the kind of diet this person should be following, which the person knew very well how to do. And I'm thinking, what kind of nutritional advice should these people be giving? They don't have a degree in nutrition. They haven't gone through a 4-year program to become a dietitian. But people willy-nilly give out advice about supplements, kind of diet you should be on, what you should be eating, you know, what it's going to do to your brain, just because they are in a position of doing so. And I think one has to really stop, say to these people, look, I hired you to train me, to get me to walk on a treadmill. I didn't hire you to tell me how to deal with my mother.
Yeah, and the thing, the whole aspect of berating, it's just, again, the reason that I mentioned a sitting room was because you sit in a sitting room, whether or not you talk. I mean, so many people are just used to expressing their innermost thoughts by sitting down at their computer and putting it online. So it's not even about sitting and talking in the sitting room. It's just that it wouldn't hurt to get back to reconnecting to the things that are in the kitchen. You're supposed to, you can hang out in your kitchen. You possibly make food in your kitchen. You possibly eat food in your kitchen. You possibly, these are places that you do certain things. And
I think it's
important that places in the environment are attached to certain actions, because it will make it a heck of a lot easier to know whether your trainer has overstepped a boundary or not.
I feel culpable also, because I should have said, which I did not, and now I'm sort of kicking myself. I should have said, please don't talk about this. I'm on the treadmill. I'm overhearing what you're talking about. It's not right for me to do so. If you wanted to discuss this, could you please go someplace privately, but not in the middle of a line of treadmills where everybody could hear what you're talking about? I don't know. I guess because I was just sort of shocked and didn't even know how to respond. But that was my fault, too. I should have put an end to it as well. Sometimes you are in a situation where you hear people talking about something and say, I really don't want to know that. I was once in a situation where somebody I was with got a phone call, and I couldn't, from what she was saying on the phone, I couldn't help hearing that one of her kids was having some real major psychiatric problems. And I just walked away because I thought, I shouldn't be hearing this. And so I think that you're right. There are boundaries, and people should respect privacy. And also, you should not be giving advice that is professional in nature unless you have the qualifications for doing so. I said, I would not expect my car mechanic to give me advice about how I should invest my money, or I expect my manicurist, to tell me how I should be raising my children. And this guy should not be telling her trainee how to deal with her mother. If she had a problem, then she should go to see a professional about it, not a person who is just training her on the treadmill.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Workman. Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Dr. Workman right here on Robin Hood Radio every Thursday morning at about 8:20 or 8:25 or so. Also online at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Dr. Judy Workman and Food for Mood.